Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Corrections officials say Delicious Sweet and Donna Stewart are charged with promoting prison contraband at the Staten Correctional Facility this weekend. Officials say both were caught bringing drugs into the prison. Local nonprofits are in desperate need of support this time of year. Officials with the Salvation Army of Montgomery say they have a shortage of bell ringers. They say volunteers are crucial in helping them reach their fundraising goals. For more information on how you can help, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And the Selma City School Superintendent is recommending closing Bird First Class Early Learning Center and Cedar Park Elementary School to save money. The school board is expected to vote on this recommendation next month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. It is, you know what's in that gift basket? Whatever you put in there, up to $60 in value. Go, guys, go by and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got popcorn tins. They've got pecan tins with various pecans in them. They have great cakes and desserts and things that you can bring for the holidays. Their pecan bourbon pie is outstanding. And if you want a great sandwich, I highly recommend the Cuban. And as Papa B said, their Camp Sue is outstanding, along with their chili. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G, welcome aboard.
What's up, Morris?
How are you?
The man with the number one talk show in the city of Montgomery.
I don't know about that, but I try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's been chatted before. And, as far as Larry G is concerned, you got the number one in the city.
I appreciate that, Larry G.
Listen, Donald Trump, the president is my man. He's a street fighter. Now, he got to get this wall built because a lot of folks got in Trump's corner because he was, you know, about the wall. And, you know, man, I'm sympathetic to people who want to get in this country. Believe me. I can understand they saying that this and that is going on in their own country. They want to get into the USA. The only problem I have, I'm all about, I want to know if the guy's legit. I want them to do it on the legal basis. Now, regardless of who started it, people said the Democrats want them for votes. The Republicans want them for cheap labor, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter now. And the thing is that we need to get the wall built, and I want to see Trump do 12 years rather than just 8. But I think if he don't get the wall completed, I don't know, Dan. I mean, like, I'm just hoping that he pulls some strings and get this damn wall built, because obviously those two people, what, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, if you take a close look at those two, they're so crooked when they walk these streets, man.
Yeah, and Schumer had this real, you know what, eating grin on his face while he was doing it, because he the way he's interpreting this is Trump is stepping into it and he's messing himself up. And I know the media is going to play it that way tonight, but we'll see in the fullness of time.
And see, that's why Barack Obama's administration legacy was so screwed up. See, people say, well, Obama was this and that, but you got to look at all. I mean, I heard this guy, what's his name is, this other guy, that other nut Democrat, Schiff or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Adam Schiff?
Yeah. I mean, when you hear that guy talk, you look at his eyes. I mean, man, please, I'm really sorry that you got people that, you see what's wrong with people, Dan, when they're voting going on? They say, well, if I do this, and I'm a Republican, then I switch and this and that, and all this nonsense. Like Bobby Bright, for example. Now, you know, he's a diehard Democrat. Now, he's going to switch over to be a Republican. What's his name? Jones, supposed to be coming back home, and there's a rumor that people's going to, you know, have Jeff Sessions to run against him, all that nonsense.
There's a couple of things that, you know, we're getting some polling that's out there that people are calling, and they're looking at that race, and they're floating a lot of names out there. I'm not sure why, but when I looked at a poll 2 weeks ago, Jeff Sessions did not have 50% of the vote, and that was a little troublesome to me.
Yeah, I like to see Jeff just come on back home and just relax. I mean, he done made enough money. I mean, Jeff's not hurting for any money. I think it's just time for Jeff to just move on myself.
Okay,
Maurice.
Larry,
we'll get with you later, man.
You have a good one. See you on the flip side. Let's go to Josh. He's such a nice guy. They named a bottle of wine after him, and I'm going to be having a glass of that tonight.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm sorry. I'm on Bluetooth right now on the sunny Gulf Coast.
What's on your mind?
I guess people don't realize budgetary processes and establishing a cost, finding a manufacturer that's going to do it and everything. I see that they're getting too blocked on just trying to get it established. Nothing's going to happen if they keep disagree, you know, if they're up in arms about trying to approve the budgetary aspects of it. But of course, you know, with infrastructure, that it's going to be at least a 5 to 10 year process on it. And it's just people, I think it's really being petty, just because they don't like the president. And that's, that's very unbecoming, in my opinion.
So you think it would take, because if it takes 10 years, it won't be completed, because there will definitely be a Democrat that will come in within that time frame.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, they got to approve the budget. They got to find the supplier or suppliers, then have the labor and everything else. It's going to be a drawn-out process, just like building a bridge over an overpass or anything like that. But I think it's just they're basically just trying to throw a cog in the wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
For Trump.
They don't want a W for Trump. They don't want him to have a win.
Yeah, and that's a very, very petty situation, and I don't understand that as Americans, as people that are living in a country that's supposed to be united, that they don't want to try to get on the same plan. You know, if somebody, most everybody I know has a fence around their yard. If somebody tries to come over their fence, they're going to be defensive and everything else. Well, that's a micro level, and we're trying to do that on a macro level, and people just don't understand that. It's very frustrating, to say the least, to me.
Well, Josh, thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Let me go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you, Dan, and hello, Joey.
Hello.
To your last caller's point, as a matter of fact, you heard Schumer say that they'd only spent 6%. Did you hear him say that earlier?
I did.
Okay. Fact check, you know, and just like he did with Trump, talking about Trump having all the Pinocchios, it was interesting because this morning there was a Border Protection Commissioner, Kevin McAleena, I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, but he was testifying this morning under the Senate Judiciary Committee, and you could bring that up online, by the way. And about 50 minutes into his testimony, he was asked that same thing. You want more money, but you've only spent 6%. And his point was, and to your caller's last point, that's old data. In essence, we have obligated $1.27 billion of the $1.7 that we have. And he went on to explain why and how that all has to go through the Army Corps of Engineers. Then they have to bid everything out. So it does. There is a process. It's not going to take, I'll disagree with your last caller, it's not going to take 10 years. But the bidding process does take time. The money is being spent, but what you're going to hear on the news, whether it's ABC, CBS, CNN, whoever, is that they've only spent 6%.
Right.
And that's not even remotely close. That's my point.
Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, put me in for Sweet Creek 722.
722. You got him?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a great day. Appreciate the information.
Yes, sir.
I always appreciate information. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason S. Jason, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
If it's not too early, I'd like to get back in Sweet Creek myself.
How long ago did you win, Jason?
About middle of last month.
Yeah, there's a 90-day wait on it.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, you were talking about the polls and about Jeff Sessions and his numbers. One name I have not heard and want to know if you've heard his name mentioned around would be Mo Brooks as far as the Senate seat in 2020.
Let's see how I can handle this. Mo and I are personal friends. And in talking to Mo and Bradley Burns, who's another personal friend, if Jeff Sessions is in, if his name is on the ballot, they will not run.
Okay. Probably a common courtesy. I would understand that.
Well, they have absolute respect for Jeff Sessions, and they don't want to go against Jeff Sessions.
Sure. Okay. So they're not even putting any feelers out until they find out
I didn't say that. I don't want to be over too much on this thing, but there are a whole bunch of people that are considering a run for that seat, a whole bunch. And I'll give you kind of a shopping list group here. Mark Palmer, the new member of Congress from Birmingham, Mo Brooks, Bradley Byrne, but both of those, that the last two I just mentioned, are they already have an operation that's intact. So it wouldn't be hard for them to get that going. But they are doing, you know, they're doing some speeches out of their congressional districts and things like that. And they feel they have plenty of time, by the way. They're just trying to build something in case they need it. You've got, you know, some other folks. Adderholt's name was mentioned, but I don't think he would run. And then you've got a couple of others, Twinkle, Kavanaugh, Andrus, but I think she would not do well in it because of the lieutenant governor's seat, and she has such a high negative rating.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like we've got quite a few people to choose from if Jeff Sessions decides not to get in the ring. So I just hate to see the Democrat taking that seat, and sure would love to see that fall back where it belongs in the hands of the Republicans.
Well, I'll tell you this, if the right person is the Republican nominee, then it will be a Republican seat again.
Yeah, but like Bradley Byrne, Mo Brooks, Jeff Sessions, even though Jeff Sessions is down below 50%, I still think that he'll carry the day.
Yeah, if he
was we have now.
Being below 50% means there are a lot of people that are running.
Yes.
If you put their names in, you split up the vote.
Exactly. And that's kind of what got Roy Moore into that position last time, was the fact that we had so many people running. I mean, he's galvanized a certain amount of the Republican Party enough to get him over a crowded primary.
Right. Well, if you're in a runoff with somebody and you don't have any strength at the top of the ticket, then Roy Moore works like a charm. That's not going to be the case this time. You're going to have a crowded primary. You're going to have people at the top of the ticket that are going to be running, which will be this U.S. Senate seat. And that's going to bring out a whole bunch of people in 2020, mainly because of a presidential election.
Yes. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Jason S. Newstown 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and
we'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located.
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
What are some things you can do during the holidays? Decorate, wrap something, have a movie marathon, throw a party, do something memorable? Do something memorable, like saving $7,500 on any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the memories can be made during our 2018 Big Finish event. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee offers exceptional off-road capability without sacrificing on-road ride comfort. It is refined with a quiet, well-finished cabin and composed ride. Happiness can be yours this holiday season with $7,500 off any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. It's a memory in the making during the 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP, based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Under my thumb. 272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, this show has flown by.
It really has, because of all the calls.
All the calls. We love callers. Especially when we're having some meaningful conversation here. Let's pull on Catherine Herridge on the Comey deposition.
235-page transcript shows the FBI put four Americans connected to candidate Trump under investigation at the height of the presidential campaign. 10 months into that investigation, with intelligence from a surveillance warrant, two senior FBI officials, former lawyer Lisa Page and now Director Comey, testified collusion was unproven when special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed in May 2017. Comey said of the FBI Russia investigations, quote, "We opened them in late July. Didn't know whether we had anything. In fact, when I was fired as director, I still didn't know whether there was anything to it." Republicans castigated Comey for failing to answer their questions 245 times because he claimed not to know or could not remember key details, including this surveillance warrant application for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. It says verified application, which means the information is vetted. But Comey testified the FBI was still working to substantiate the DNC Clinton campaign funded dossier before and after the application.
To me, it's hard to believe that Jim Comey would have forgotten all of those different details. I mean, on the Intelligence Committee, Jim Comey testified before us any number of times. I never recall him not being able to answer a question.
Committee Democrats said the hearing was designed to damage the special counsel, not search for answers. Comey is scheduled to come back a week today and will likely face questions about leaking memos documenting his conversations with the president.
A couple of things in this. So he signed the affidavit saying that it was truthful, not knowing that it had been verified or not. This is a real interesting memory loss here. Also, did you notice that they said four people? Carter Page, we know, is one. We think Papadopoulos is number two.
Mm-hmm.
They said Mike Flynn was brought up in the... by calling the ambassador that they were picking it up on that.
Exactly. You wouldn't need a warrant to get that call.
But you can only get that call. You can't get other calls.
Right.
Where he's discussing policy. So I wonder who the other two are. And that's... four is more than one. And my, as a financial advisor, I know that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard today, Marsha.
Good afternoon.
How are you, my dear?
I'm well, and you all?
I am very good.
Can I get in Sweet Creek? Because I'll forget.
No, absolutely. You can't get to it.
Well, we're not allowing her.
We're not allowing it. No, you're going to give me your month and day of birth.
826, please.
You got it, Joey?
826, indeed.
I have four things I want to ask you. Barack Hussein sent $150 billion in the dead of night to Iran. and we can't get $25 billion or $5 billion for a wall to build our wall?
Well, let me kind of straighten something out there. When they sent that to Iran, that was money that the U.S. had seized and during the Ayatollah takeover of our embassy.
Uh-huh.
So what we were doing is we were giving them money back without interest.
Yes.
And we had been using that money since 1978.
Uh-huh. I knew it was sanctioned money. But who approved that?
El Presidente, I mean, Barack Obama.
Did he just do it by executive order?
Yeah, he did it out of an agreement with them that they had sued the U.S., and they had settled the suit by giving them the money. The question is, was there any conversation where we got our hostages back that had been taken just recently? And what happened is when the plane landed with the money in different forms of currency, different currencies, the plane that had the hostages that they were holding left when that plane landed.
Okay. Well, I wonder if there was ever an audit done of exactly, you know, how much money, you know, was Jack Lew, the Treasury guy, did they send him more money than they really should have? Or, you know, I know it's sanctioned money, but still, I thought that was a little
over the top.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our worst enemy is Iran, and they're, you do think they took that money, that $150 billion or ever how much it was, and they gave it to people, you know, to feed their people? No. It's just to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda and whoever else.
Yeah, they don't. Hamas is who they fund. They are enemies of ISIS.
Well, I mean, that's just kind of treasonous to me in a way. I know they were owed the money back, but still, you know, you just... seems weird.
Yeah,
and
well,
then,
go ahead.
And as far as who's paying for the wall, you know, when Trump said the Mexicans would pay for it, you can't tell me that their economy, like that mayor was saying, it's costing him $30,000 a day just to feed those people.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happened over and over and over time, and if Trump shut down the border, is it, what, San Diego and Tijuana? I don't know.
Yes, it's San Diego.
Uh-huh. I mean, that would cost Mexico a lot of money, too.
Yeah, and that's why Mexico jumped on the bandwagon and started stopping people from getting to the wall and pushing them back 10 miles away from it.
I know. And see, to me, a wall is not a person that you've got to pay, like military pay and benefits and sick time and, you know, this, that, and the other. It's just going to be a reoccurring, ongoing expense, whereas if you put the wall up, it would be a one-time expenditure and not have to have as many border agents and stuff like that. I mean, we're spending that much money just sending the troops down there. So fiscally, to me, it makes more sense.
Well, in keeping the people out there, it was calculated that 63% of the people that are here illegally are tapping into public circuits and being their own welfare, their own food stamps, their own all sorts of things.
I know.
That's a big number.
We're educating their children and we're hospitalizing them and treating them, you know, and we don't even do the things that for our American-born people that we're doing for them.
Yeah, and so the 63% number is are tapping into federal programs versus state programs, and you're spot on the school. If you have a family with two children in it, that's basically $17,000 a year in education cost to the state of Alabama.
Yeah. The wall would pay for itself by getting rid of the illegal immigrants, which would be, in a way, Mexico pays for it, you know, by us not spending our money. That's the way I would answer that question. And then I have one other question. I know, obviously, it can't be done, but the House has passed the $5 billion, right?
The committee, it came out of committee. It has not passed on the floor.
Okay. But if it passed on the floor, why couldn't the new Senate take it up? Does it always just die?
Yeah, it dies at the end of the term.
Oh, well, that's crazy. And then my last thing I want to pick your brain on is, okay, this latest email chain that supposedly Scott Comey and all of them knowing about the falsehood of it, does that mean that anything, you know, they talk about the fruit of the poisonous tree? So any information they gathered, if they committed fraud on the court, would that let Manafort off? And
I don't know if that would let Manafort off. It would. It would certainly, if the investigation started with a false premise at the beginning, and that the FISA warrant is the beginning of a probe into Trump and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be a little difficult on the Trump part of things, but the Cohen and the Manafort and the Gates and all those people, they committed crimes that had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, it just seems they already knew about those crimes years and years and years ago, and they didn't do anything about it, and it just seems so unfair to me just to squeeze people and keep the shiny object Russia over here in front of the media.
Yeah, that's what the real thing isn't collusion. There is no collusion. The real thing is trying to depose Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I don't see the fairness being a U.S. citizen that we get treated a certain way and then the other side is handled with kid gloves because they know where all the bodies are buried, you know.
Well, we don't know what the motivation is of that, but we do see a fact of not being fair. Flowchild, I've got to go, my dear. I've got to I have a hard break here. Jacob, hang on for me. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River. We're at the Montgomery Marina site where you can bring your boat down here and leave it with us and get you a slip, or you can launch your boat into the river, or you can rent a pontoon boat and cruise up this beautiful Alabama River. And you can also come down here hungry because we're cooking up fresh seafood. We got a fryer, we got a grill, we got a steamer. But we're cooking it any way you like it. Those steamed Argentina, Royal Red shrimp, all got a variety there. Oysters Rockefeller, steamed oysters, raw oysters on the half shell. We're getting them from all up and down the coast, from Florida all the way to Texas. And now let's talk about live entertainment, because we're excited to end the year. This is the last show this year. We're going to end it up with Danielle Nicole. That's right. 2014, she won the Blues Music Award for the Best Instrumentalist, and she'll be out here with a rocking band. There's authentic original music Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're going to end up the year with some good music, and we want you to come join us. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry.
Fox
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump threatening to shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for his wall along the Mexico border.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
The president meeting today with congressional Democratic leaders. A jury's recommending a life sentence plus more than 400 years for the 21-year-old convicted of killing a woman and injuring dozens of others last year when he drove into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Virginia. James Fields Jr. will be sentenced early next year. At the request of the president, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll allow a floor vote on legislation designed to overhaul the nation's sentencing laws.
The Senate will take up the recently revised criminal justice bill this month.
If passed, the House will also need to approve the final version because of changes made in the Senate. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's nice to see some sunshine back in our forecast, at least for a couple of days. Not quite as cool today, with a high temperature up to about 54. That's an improvement. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and a little bit warmer. We're up around 57, 58 for a high temperature. I think by Thursday, we're a tad warmer with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy day. Chance of a late day shower. Rain becomes likely again by Thursday night into Friday, also turning windy as this next storm system comes in. Friday's high 58. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sometimes I can't see past today. I know I'm growing tired and I feel it, yeah. In the song that I sing.
Yeah, and what I was just telling you about, they take a train up there.
It's hard for my head getting to the melody, yeah.
272-9228, that's where we are. I was telling Joey that I was talking to a friend of mine in New York, and he lives in New York City, and they're doing pot vacations in Connecticut. They take a choo-choo train up there, and they go in, and you stay, like they have different, you can pick a bed and breakfast, or they'll book out a hotel that they have your own little lounge room in one of the ballrooms and stuff. Just smoke pot and eat edibles.
Sounds relaxing. Sounds very relaxing.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jacob. Jacob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Jacob, I'm good.
I just wanted to ask a question about the wall.
Sure.
I kind of find the wall purposeless if Donald Trump doesn't actually do something about the people who are hiring immigrants. I think that the laws need to be a little stricter on hiring, and maybe they'll stop trying to come into this country, because obviously someone's hiring them.
Right.
And I'll take my answer off of air because I'm in a bad service area.
Okay, Jacob. That is a problem. The other side of that problem, Jacob, is that you've got people in sanctuary cities that nobody's going to do anything to them for hiring illegal aliens. You had a law here about that, then it kind of got changed a little bit, but you're supposed to do E-Verify, and a lot of people don't do that. Businesses have to do it, should do it, because of liability issues. And if you did not check somebody out and then they did something that harmed somebody and they were here illegally, then you can have a liability issue there. Doesn't really matter in California because they figured that the courts are going to be very much in their favor. There was another kind of interesting thing. Mark Meadows was talking about the Clinton Foundation. He is somebody who we understand is being considered to be chief of staff for Donald Trump, but this is not, this is on the Clinton Foundation investigation.
With regard to the investigation, which doesn't get a lot of attention, into the Clinton Foundation, the right. DOJ designated John Huber to look into this. They have 6,000 pages of evidence that they've gone through. The foundation raised $2.5 billion, and they're looking into potential improprieties. What's next on this investigation?
Well, I think for the American people, they want to bring some closure, not just a few sound bites here or there. So we're going to be having a hearing this week, not only covering over some of those 6,000 pages that you're talking about, but hearing directly from three whistleblowers that have actually spent the majority of the last 2 years investigating this. Some of the allegations they make are quite explosive, Martha. And as we just look at the contributions, now everybody's focused on the contributions for the Clinton Foundation and what has happened just in the last year. But if you look at it, you know, it had a very strong rise the minute she was selected as Secretary of State. It dipped down when she was no longer then rose again when she decided to run for president. So there's all kinds of allegations of, pay to play and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We just want the truth to be revealed.
As Mark Meadows, keep an eye on him. He's head of the Freedom Caucus, someone being considered for chief of staff. Now we're going to get back down to talking about the evidence. It's a little short clip here.
Do these whistleblowers have evidence that there was ever a quid pro quo of a donation in return for some activity as Secretary of State?
Well, they do. They've made some allegations there. And again, I want to stress their allegations. And so we're hoping to get to the bottom of that. They've turned over their documents, not only to the FBI, but they've turned them over to the IRS. Mm-hmm. I've been led to believe that there is actually an ongoing investigation with the FBI, even though DOJ is not independently confirming that. But based on conversations that they have had and others, it sounds like there's a real investigation going on that hopefully will provide some real fruit.
That's Huber, by the way, the U.S. attorney that's out in Utah that's holding grand jury on McCabe. And then also on this, there's an investigative team, we understand, in Little Rock doing some research, too. If there's a place where the Clintons could get hurt, this is one of them.
Right.
Particularly if they're doing pay-for-play, and you follow the money, as they always say, high when she's Secretary of State, drops down, announces for president, goes back up, and then goes back down when she loses. So, Lindsey Graham was on last night. Lindsey Graham's becoming a rock star. He's going to be talking about this FISA warrant.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, I don't trust Putin. I think he's a thug. I think he sent his thugs here. We had a FBI spy in his network. He's trying to get a foothold in our uranium industry. Bribery, kickback, money laundering, we all knew about it, but they still signed off on that deal, and Hillary benefited through the foundation. She paid for a Russian dossier full of lies, absolute lies that were disseminated to the American people. Where's that investigation, Senator?
Well, we should have had a special counsel appointed a long time ago to look at all things Clinton. So here's what I will do if I'm the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate next year. I'm going to look at the FISA warrant application. How much of it was based on the dossier? Was there any information beyond the dossier offered to get the warrant? And if the dossier was unverified, how could you swear to the court it was accurate? Somebody misled the court. So I promise you and your listeners that we're going to find out how this warrant was issued. How could a judge determine there was probable cause if the only document was the dossier that was unverified? How did the system break down?
Now, I think they're going to find other things that were in there. I'm not sure if there are other documents, but I think there are going to be some other things that are in there by looking at how some of the other sentences before they do the redaction are worded. But I think it's tiny. I think the dossier was the main point of the whole thing. That's basically what Devin Nunes has said, and he has actually seen the documents. So Graham's going to say that his committee, the Judicial Committee, is going to pick up the investigation of oversight of DOJ, even though it is in the past.
Senator, I got to be honest. Not only did it not break, that information was pushed out to the American people. They didn't verify it, nor did they tell the court something I believe is pertinent, that Hillary paid for it. Why would they not tell? Why would they hide that from the court?
So to issue a warrant against an American citizen to surveil them under the FISA statute, the judge has to believe there's probable cause that the person is connected to a foreign entity. If the document that the judge was given was paid for by a political party and the opposing candidate, and it was never verified, and it's not verified to this day, what happens to those who submit the document to the court? If they're not punished, you're going to reinforce doing this in the future. Imagine if it was the Trump campaign, the RNC hired a foreign agent to get a political dossier against Clinton given to the court that turned out to be a bunch of garbage. It'd be front page news all over the world. We're not going to let this go because it's important to the American people that the FISA warrant application process
work correctly. Let me ask you this.
Correctly.
Lindsey Graham, I think, is going to really do well as the chairman of the judiciary. Now he's going to go in and talk about Hillary Clinton and a possible investigation there.
Well, we get to the bottom. Obviously, Comey's biased and wanted right. Hillary to win, right. as was Peter Strzok, right. who interviewed her, who thought that she should win $100 million right. to zero. My question is, are we going to now go back to the investigation into her illegal server with classified and top secret information on it, too? Are we going to get into the Uranium One? How did that ever happen? Was there a quid pro quo? And who would right. appoint the special counsel? Would it be the new attorney general? Can the president do it? Can right. you do it?
Well, it'd be the new attorney general. And here's, I think, what's frustrating to you and others is that when Mueller's done, nobody can doubt that Trump was looked at very hard. They're trying to flip people right and left. None of that was done during the Clinton investigation. As a matter of fact, the people involved in investigating Clinton wanted her to win and Trump to lose. So we've never had the same scrutiny. I hope in the future that's corrected.
Last question. Can the president get the five? You're telling the president hold out for the $5 billion yeah. on for the wall or don't do the deal?
Dig in, don't give in, get the 5B and put DOC on the table. Make them say no to wall funding. Make them say no to relief for the DACA recipients. Stay strong, Mr. President. You got the right, you're on the right side of this issue.
And we heard that come to pass in the Oval Office or that thought out there. News Talk 93.1, last segment coming up right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sometimes I can't see past the day. I know I'm growing tired and I feel it, yeah. And the song that I sing when the notes begin to ring.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit ShopKaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's ShopKaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27-29228, that's where we are. I'm going to mention it today, but we're going to try to do this tomorrow in the next couple of days, and that is, I want to find locations that have great Christmas light displays. And If you know what I need is the address, and I'm going to put together the list and put it up on my website, maybe go take some pictures of them, unless you already have a picture of it. My email address is dan@danmorrisshow.com. Address and or a picture would be great. We're trying to be able to tell the audience where there's some fun places where you can go by and see the tacky lights and light tours out here. That's always something people really enjoy during Christmas. Let's see who this is. Let's go to Bo. Hey, Bo Knows Radio.
Hey, my friend.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Have you got time for a quick question and then me catch it off the air?
Sure.
And you probably already covered it. What are your thoughts on this Kavanaugh siding with Roberts on this Planned Parenthood refusal to hear a case that's concerning Planned Parenthood? And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, that was an unusual vote. It was Kavanaugh was with the liberal justices on this. The concept is that Kavanaugh wanted to have a better one to do than this one, didn't think this was good. And this is where states are refusing to fund Planned Parenthood with Medicaid and Medicare dollars. Alabama was one of those that was involved in it. But from what I kind of got out of it is that it wasn't the right one to fight, if that makes sense. Let's do this. The Pope is talking about changing the Lord's Prayer.
Interesting.
Let's listen in to Franklin and Graham talking about it.
Some Christmas music, and now a very famous Christmas prayer, or Christian prayer, I should say, the Lord's Prayer. It could soon be changed after Pope Francis points out what he calls a significant mistake in the translation.
Wow. The change to the Lord's Prayer would switch out the line, "Lead us not into temptation," for "Abandon us not when in temptation." Franklin Graham. Reverend, what's going on? I mean, are we supposed to take the new verbiage or the old verbiage?
Well, listen, I'm not Catholic, but you know, I understand they looked at this for about 16 years. The scholars have studied it, and there possibly could be a translation error with that one word. I don't know. I'm still going to say it the way that I memorized it as a boy, that my mother taught me. But the Pope, he might have a point here, so we'll see.
So, Franklin, if the Catholic Church does decide to go ahead and change that particular passage, do you think other churches, other religions would do the same, follow the Catholics' lead?
I'm sure there would be some others that would certainly consider it and study this issue. You have to be very careful when you change the Word of God. We do recognize that there are translation errors, and there's a lot of translations out there in the English language, and some of them vary a little bit, but you have to be very, very careful. And I know the Catholics have been very careful as they've studied this for 16 years, and they're just not doing this haphazardly. They put a lot of thought and a lot of study into it. So it is an interesting point.
So, Joey, what do you think as a Catholic?
You know, the differences between "lead us not into temptation" or "abandon us not in temptation"? I think actually the Pope's correction makes more sense, because when is the Lord, when is God led people into temptation? He's allowed, I suppose, free will and the devil, so to speak, and other temptations to tempt people and people to make their own decisions. But I don't think the Lord leads people into temptation.
It's really interesting. I did a class on studying Greek. I'd studied Latin before, but Latin and Greek, the Aramaic. And it's interesting the words that are used in Greek and then how we in America translate those words, like dunamis, which is where we get our word dynamite from, is power. So when they're talking about the Holy Spirit, they're talking about dunamis, and it has the power of the Holy Spirit. That would have been quite a mistake, but it's not that, you know, you go through and you look at the King James Version where they rewrote the thing. There were a lot of interpretations that they put in that weren't, in my opinion,
right,
exactly accurate. But it wasn't as big as this one. I mean, this is when the Lord is basically saying, here's the prayer I want you to say and how you should address your Father. But that is going to be a struggle. I think that you are going to have, if that does change in the Catholic Church, I think in the Protestant Church it will stay relatively the same, versus more liberal Protestant churches.
And it's interesting, after football games at Catholic, some schools we would all together with the school we just played,
I remember that.
Get down on one knee and say the Lord's Prayer. And we would stop at near where is traditionally the Catholic stop, and then everybody else would keep going, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And that's actually in the Mass, the priest would say that. But when you would say the Lord's Prayer as a Catholic, you don't say that part. So it would be a weird little loss in translation with the other denomination.
I remember my first game at Catholic, and I went to go get a Coke and a hot dog, and you have your little thing there has the Pope's name on it.
Oh, yeah, the refreshment stand.
Refreshment stand.
Yeah.
It's like the Pope's refreshment stand.
Was it John Paul's refreshment stand? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we thought that was interesting.
Well, and the correction, at first I'm like, well, that does make sense in terms of just sizing up with the rest of the theology. And that make the translation, if it is in fact a better translation, does make sense.
It'd be interesting to see what type of scrolls and information was written that they got that from out there. I mean, I have a Bible that has the Greek, has the conversion in it. And knowing a little bit about it, having studied that Greek and Latin in the past, there are so many words that we Americanize in the Bible that when you really look at it, it's not like judge not.
Right.
It's not, people totally mess that one up. Let's see if we can fit that caller in real quick before the top of the hour. Just bring them on.
Cranky,
welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I know you got a short fuse. I just I heard you talking about the Greek and the Latin and everything, and talking about the Catholic Church as well. There was a fellow that was going over to St. Bede's, and he was a widower, and he had his pet dog, and the dog had just passed away. And he went over to the church to speak to the top priest over there about having a funeral, and the priest said, "I'm sorry, but we don't do funeral services for dogs." And the guy says, "Well, really kind of has got me sad, because that's the only member of my family I got left, and I got this $5,000 over here that I want to, bury him with." And the priest says, "Oh, well, why didn't you tell me he was a Catholic dog, son? Of course we can have a funeral."
Good job, Cranky.
Y'all have a good afternoon.
Yeah, I've got a joke for you here.
Okay.
You saw in the Alabama-Georgia game, right, and where Georgia went to on fourth down and 11 yards to go.
Sure.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what happened there? Well, Kirby Smart was sitting there, and it's fourth and 11, and he looks up at heaven and says, "Lord, what should I do?" And the voice comes back and says, "Fake the punt." So you saw what happened when he faked the punt, and it was just a miserable failure. So he looks back up into heaven and says, "Lord, why did you tell me to fake the punt?" And the Lord said, "Wait a minute. Bear, why did we tell him to fake the punt?" That was a good joke. Caller coming in. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Guys, Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. One of the better ones. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great. He's next. Adios.